Psychographic segmentation. Psychographic segmentation has to do with what is in your mind, Yane. So it is like, it is a very peculiar and very, very tricky subject. However, one need to really find ways to make it happen, because as they say, a person inside really decides his buying behavior and his choices, etc. So what person probably outside is just depicting, you know, for various reasons, but what he is inside determines his choices. Yani what he wants, his choices linked to that want, how he wants to satisfy, etc. Therefore, the psychographic segmentation is very, very essential, critical success factor, at least among the urban population where brands wants to succeed. Let's study how it is for the rural market. Geographic and demographic segmentation approach we have seen, however, depicts the visible characteristics of the consumers. As I was mentioning, the true dynamics of the purchase behavior can be assessed only on the basis of the psychographic of the rural consumer. So, as I said, what is inside actually determines your choices. This includes the personality traits, lifestyle and value system. So, what personality I have, or what is my lifestyle that I want to live or I want to convey, and what value system that I want to possess, hold on to, that will determine my choices. So, let's understand this lifestyle. Yani. So, lifestyle is defined by the activities, interests and opinions of the person, AIO, activity, interest, opinion. My lifestyle is a result of what activities that I do. I do not go for the golf, you know, on Sunday morning. I go to Wellinker or say similar colleges to deliver my guest lecture or lecture as a visiting faculty. My lifestyle needs, you know, to make me two ends meet. Yani. So that's it. Yani. So that's what, yani. My activities are surrounded by my choice of lifestyle, yani, or what lifestyle I am at. Yani. That is what determines my interest, and that's what determines my opinion about how I want to live my life, etc. So that will lead me to choose what I want to possess and spend on. It reflects the overall manner in which the person lives and spends his time and money. People within the same demographic group living in the same geographic location can exhibit very different lifestyle. One need to understand this part, and then the different psychographic profiles. So as I said, a person of the same religion and caste, but behaviors are different. The result is, he is inside different. Somebody is introvert, somebody is extrovert, somebody is bold, somebody is shy. All this is to do with the individual traits and you know, aspects of his personality that determines his lifestyle. So the one who is outspoken, the one who is extrovert, etc., will want to also get into activities of such nature, will want to wear those kind of clothing, etc., will want to have something in house that will show his choice being different and all. Vis-a-vis somebody who is a very average man will follow the other side of story, and he will have a very average life, average choices of product, average choices of entertainment, etc. So that is what is one need to know. Therefore, the psychographic segmentation is important. We have so far studied that you can do your demographic segmentation and you can do it on certain geographic location basis, etc. Most important is the psychographic segmentation. So can you do psychographic segmentation for your rural market? One need to really decide. And if you can, and if your product choices are a matter of what is inside an individual, then you must practice psychographic segmentation, because that is what will actually drive and deliver your message to them, create choice for your product, and therefore consumption starts. So here, this table in a summarized manner depicts to you certain things that we have studied. So this is that socio-economic classification that I have spoken about, which is based on the education and the nature of house that one owns. So R1, characteristic landlord, farmers, educated, exposed to urban environment, etc. One need to really understand this. They are self-explanatory in nature. So better is that I leave it to you rather than getting into explaining each and every word. So here there is a demographic aspect and there is a lifestyle aspect. So that is what is differentiates and develop this part, R1, R2, R3, R4. This is a way the rural markets are segmented. For urban market, there are different SEC classification. As we say, this socio-economic classification, as it is generally termed as. For urban market, there are different SEC classifications. For rural market, this is R1, R2, R3, R4 kind of thing. But however, they are basically on a demographics and lifestyle of an individual. So that is what you need to really remember. Individual aspects you can probably study and understand. So another form of segmentation is behavioral segmentation. Here behaviors like what will change the behavior in favor of your product, that needs to be decided, and accordingly you can create a behavioral segmentation. Occasion of the purchase, user status, usage rate. So this is what we are going to study further. So purchase occasions. Rural India is known for up and down. So there are seasonality, there are occasions which really create entire enthusiasm among rural folks. So like these are examples given, like Onam in South India, Baisakhi North, Diwali, etc., Dashera in East, etc. These are the season, or these are the occasions during which people spend a lot in buying a lot of new things. So that's what one need to really understand, whether your product needs a behavioral segmentation, and then whether your product is a daily use, weekly use, monthly use. Because what is sold during Diwali, Dashera is not something which is of a daily use. So one need to really balance between purchase occasion and the nature of goods that you are selling and its usage rate. And therefore the next this thing is benefits that the user seeks. So what is the benefit that user is going to get while he is going to choose your product? So benefit segmentation also is the one approach that your product is offering it to them, whether it's a convenience, whether it is a specific advantage that your product will give him over other products, etc. One need to really determine this, and then accordingly put your product to satisfy that specific need of this thing. Rural consumers are more durability centric, and they do not need unwarranted this thing. So there are companies who sell one specific product in urban India with full of lot of features. Same product is literally like, you know, scaled down, and a very basic feature based product is offered to the rural consumers so that their needs are met. So that's what the user benefits type of an approach. So as I said, this is what I have just mentioned to you. They are not very fussy about the look. They need a utilitarian product that satisfies their need. So why have a television which has unwarrantedly so many other features, speakers and the bass boost and those things, treble and all, which is okay for the rural consumers. But for the urban consumers, basic speakers are okay. So you provide them with the television which has a basic a sound system, and thereby cost also is impacted and the utility of the product also goes up. Next is the user status. On the basis of the usage of the product, a consumer can be classified as first time user, regular user, repeat user. The next slide really conveys you that. So X user, first time user, regular user, potential users, and they are classified. What is X user? And then this is what is the marketer need to do to tap them. So for the X users, you need to bring them back. So what will bring the shift in their behavior towards your brand or the product, or what will create a benefit or a need in him? Then the first time users are, assure them, convey them what benefit, assure them that this benefit will be available, demonstrate that benefit so that he will be inclined to use your product. The regular user, you ensure that the product is regularly available, award them with certain need for regularity in his consumption, etc. And then the potential user, of course, induce free trial. You have to create free trial opportunity play so that after usage, he gets convinced about your product proposition, and then he will start becoming your regular users. So this is that, depending on the user status, you can segment your market. Then comes the usage rate. Earlier we have mentioned this particular part, whether your product is a daily use, daily multiple use, weekly use, fortnightly, monthly. So that's what they will also determine your segmentation approach. So light, medium or heavy user. So generally marketers classify into these three overall categorization. This distinction has encouraged marketers to introduce different pack sizes. So what is the relevance of this? You introduce a pack sizes suitable for that kind of a people. If the family uses a one particular toothpaste, then you have a large size. That is the economical proposition for them. But if within the family, each individual wants to use a different brands of toothpaste, then they have to have that particular kind of a pack. So that monthly spend cycle is maintained. Coming to the most consumer goods, these days are available in a sachet size for the rural market. So all FMCG products for the rural consumers, they have to adopt minimization approach, so sachets and smaller packs, etc., which you may not be getting in urban India, but they are available for the same product in the rural market. Because the usage rate, the way they consume, like as I told you, even sachet, the rural consumers will probably use it two times. While we are tend to use sachet in one go. An entire pack is cleared in one usage, which is not the case with the rural consumers. Loyalty status, loyalty is very important aspect to a marketeer's. Loyalty brings repeat purchase, referrals, etc., we all know. However, the loyalty level once upon a time used to be very strong among urban consumer, which is diminished. Today now the urban consumers are less and less loyalty conscious. They are more conscious on convenience and other offers and other privileges that they get. But rural consumers are not that. They may take very long to buy your product, then start using your product, but they will constantly evaluate your product and its relevance to their usage. But once they are convinced about your product, they are brand loyal. So, loyalty is a very important aspect for segmentation in the rural marketeers. Place of purchase. Our place of purchase in urban consumers have drastically changed. We used to go for so many items. We wanted in-shop purchase experience, which is no longer a case. Like today, clothes and many other items are purchased even online, which is the case also with the rural consumers. Where will they go and buy their product from? So this also determines can be one of your approach. In the next slide, this is what we have tried giving you an idea. Daily products are purchased at village shops. So like daily item, matchboxes, tea, kerosene oil. While the weekly, there is generally a concept of heart, in one prominent location, every product suppliers and all will come and they will be at one location. Consumers can go where the generally items of this nature are purchased. Monthly and occasional purchase items, the person prefers to go to the next city or the town. Therefore, the different nature of items, again, fertilizer, seeds, pesticides, not needed by him for the daily use, but for occasional use. And then occasional use items are generally purchased during melas, jatras, and during that time, seasonal time, there are good offers and all. So consumers tend to buy them only at an opportune time. So again, as I was trying to tell you, place of purchase is also an important level of segmentation. There are two distinct segmentation which is emerging for the rural market, women and youth. So how do you handle them? Few facts indicates to you the importance of women in rural market. Population of women in rural India is almost 48%. Female literacy is higher than the male literacy. However, so far females were confined to four walls of their houses. They're less of a freedom. Today that is changing, and that is changing really drastically. And as a result, the women empowerment helps them to not only become a buyer but also a seller. We have in one of the chapter we have seen that HUL Shakti program, Shakti Amma program. So Shakti Amma is possible because women were empowered to go house to house and promote your product. If women were confined to four walls, this concept would not have worked. So this and various other aspects are making it mandatory for the marketers to look at women as a possible way of segmentation or create a different proposition for them. Government is doing its level best to promote independence of women, right from microfinance to setting up, improving their skills, developing their skills capabilities so that they can get into various other services and all, occupations and all. So that is giving a different twist to their consumption pattern. So they not only have now started having a disposable income, therefore they can choose product that they want to use, and that is triggering a different kind of a marketing opportunity. So marketer needs to tap this by developing his approach to tap the women who's independent and who wants to buy a product of their choice. Gender integration, promotion and entire landscape is changing. So that opens out a lot of opportunity for marketeers to create a very, very specific products and allow these women to choose based on their likes and dislikes, etc. So this is going to help marketeers if they really create another program to focus the attention of the women as the consumers. Youth today is also becoming a very important aspect of any marketeers. Earlier, youths were totally dependent. Today, the youth have become independent. You can see this Rural youth has been defined as a population between 18 and 35 years of age, and a segmentation, this segmentation is over 50% of the rural population is making a potent, and they fall under that category. And with that, it's a very important and very, very, very volume driven segmentation approach for any marketeers. Why it is important? The sheer size. And as I told you that 50% of the population belongs to the youth category. So it really gives you a chunk of the large volume. They are earning members who want to live life on their own. They also start earning early, and as a result, they can decide what they want to spend on, what they want to have for them and spend on. They are aware of the brands, and now with this exposure, as I told you earlier, with lot of information coming in their palms also, or their television sets, etc., they also become discerning, and they know exactly what they want to buy, what they want to buy for. They have become more and more brand conscious. We have statistically also seen earlier. So all this thing is driving rural marketers to think about youth as a possible segmentation. Large number of educated, the education level of the rural youth is also going. They become ambitious. They want to go away from the rural India, etc. So in all those aspects to really come in your product and your marketing strategy is very critical. So youth segmentation is a different challenge altogether that the rural marketers face. As you see that, they have discarded the traditional dhoti and they are now want to be in the typical trousers and jeans and even other, undergarments, etc. So they have become very conscious about themselves. They want to literally equate their life with the urban youth. And that is driving the change in choice of product, choice of brand, etc. Targeting. So now we have studied segmentation completely for the rural India, how to segment that we have studied also. Now we come to another important aspect which is linked to segmentation is a targeting. Having decided what is going to be your segment, where to go is targeting. I may decide that my population or the people who are doing MBA, those who are management graduates, kind of thing, I need to approach them. Or those who are earning, I need to approach them, but earning salary so and so. Now, having done that, I need to decide where do I go. Suppose if students doing the MBA program, but family income X to Y. Now, I have therefore a choice. I need to decide whether this X to Y family student doing MBA will go to say Wellinker, will go to Sydenham, will go to SP Jain, will go to which college. So then depending on that, then I will try and decide I go to SP Jain or I go to Sydenham or I go to Wellinker or I go to Somaiya, what? So that is what is you call targeting, that you have decided what is your homogeneous group, it's straight, it's within profiles, etc. After that, where will you find them is your targeting. So targeting really helps you to now energy there, put your energy where they are. So that is what is targeting is all about. Three aspects for targeting are evaluation, sections and coverage. So we'll study them. Evaluation. While evaluating market segments, two broad factors are considered. The overall attractiveness of the segment and the company's objective and the competency. So evaluation is like you have to first evaluate whether that target makes sense to you or not. That is done on two aspects, as they say. The attractiveness of the segment and how that segment is attractive for and that target is going to yield you the required result or not, etc. So overall attractiveness, the following aspects come into picture. The size, the growth rate, the accessibility means how will you approach them, the profitability, the viability, economies of scale that you will get and the risk. So low risk, you generally prefer to have a low risk. So that's what evaluation are. These are the parameters on which you evaluate your target or the segment. Evaluation of rural India should not be done on size alone, because in rural India size may large, but the purchasing power may be extremely limited. So rural India evaluation parameters need to slightly tweaked by you. It's like, 850 million people or say 70% of the people are in rural India. That doesn't make rural India definitely an attractive market. Because there the income is not fixed. Variation in income is so much. One need to be really careful about. So, one need to integrate both these aspects into deciding the target for their segmented market. Company objectives and resource competencies, there's one aspect which was mentioned. Marketeers needs to evaluate the segment with reference to their company's objective. Whether you want to do this as a short-term basis or a long-term basis, that will determine what resources that you need and whether you have them. For example, if a company's objective is to achieve long-term sustainable sales volume, then they have to reach rural consumers at their home instead of waiting them to come to urban town. So earlier people were trying to have a strategy where they were experimenting with rural market. So at that point of time, the different approach was viable. But later when you want to sustain regularity of a business from the rural area, you have to have a different approach to your marketing, for which you require different competencies. Companies like Asian Paint, HUL and Colgate Palmolive are reaching rural homes. So they have created a different way to reach to the homes of the individuals and have a regularity of their consumption. Companies should also examine their compatibility with the resource and what kind of support that you need to tap that market. So like for example, Mahindra Finance being one of the NBFCs, but they have a largest network of footprints at rural India with all those individuals having a POS, point of sales machine with them. So entire transaction is digitalized and therefore they are in a very, they are in a world where every transaction is transparent, people's trust in the person, the trust in the company, etc. has grown. So, but however, company has created this competency. So sometimes you need to create a competencies also by technology usage, etc. ITC has initiated Project Shakti and eChopal. As I told you, ITC Shakti is eChopal, HUL is Project Shakti. These are all based on transformed, you know, their successful earlier model using technology, that is bringing the competency aspect. They have created it to the next level. So both company objective and competency needs to be factored in your targeting approach. Selection of segments. How do you select a segment? After evaluating segments according to the above mentioned factors, can you select a, you need to select now where will you go. So that decides on low, medium and high. And how do you see, like by rating them on a predetermined scale. So company has to create their own objective assessment pattern. If various market segments are plotted against that objective scale, certain things will emerge for you that will help you to determine where should you go, where should you not go, or where should you go first, and then where should you go as a phase 2, etc. Finally, the ranking or the scores selected given to each market will help you to do achieve that. You can determine here I will go first, here I will go in my phase 2, phase 3. These are the markets, or say P1, P2, P3 markets, typical marketing terminology, priority 1, priority 2, priority 3 markets. You can determine based on certain objective scale on which various parameters are evaluated of that segment, and that will give you your approach. So that will help you to select the segment and target that segment very well. So coverage of the segments. Three coverage strategies are generally used for the segmentation: undifferentiated, differentiated and concentrated segmentation. Undifferentiated strategy. Undifferentiated strategy takes into consideration what is common among the consumers. I am not going to create different programs or different solutions for the different nature of individuals. I am going to have one common program, one common product, one common service. It is realized that the mass distribution and mass advertising, price of the product can be kept low, and as a result, you try to have one for all solution. Nirma detergent till date has not come up with any variant. It tries to appeal to all. So that is an example. Like with one product, you try to appeal to every household of the rural consumers, and that's what is undifferentiated strategy. Differentiated strategy or target marketing strategy, as it is said, this tries to differentiate even within the segments, various other traits and, you know, priorities and requirements, and accordingly develops its product or the solution of the product. And they try to approach each one of them with the different product offerings. Strong identification of the company with the product category, more cost but higher sale and higher profitability, more rural consumers. So advantage is like consumer is able to identify your brand as a brand which values their choice, values their need, values their personality, values their, you know, traits, etc. Therefore, more empathy will come with your brand. However, you need to spend more, but result is you get higher sale, and therefore you are also able to have a better margin in your such products and higher profitability. And those consumers, once attached to you, will be more loyal than your undifferentiated strategy consumers. Examples, Lifebuoy had originally entered rural market with one product, but today now they have various variants. Active Red, Active Orange, Plus, Gold. So they are trying to cater to different individuals looking at different things from a use of their soaps. Active Red may be just for the a base level. Then he wants to show that he is little higher up among the other individuals of the rural market. So he probably may be going for Gold or, you know, such nature. So this is how differentiated strategies help them to capture attention of various households. So this is what is the criticality of the differentiated coverage of the segmentation, which is target marketing. Concentrated marketing strategy, due to the small number of consumers in each segment, marketers prefer to target only one segment and then spread the effort thinly on the vast area. As companies put in so much effort and investment into reaching rural area, they should at least have a multi-segment strategy. So, what is called is rural market micro-segmentation or a niche segmentation will work with certain multiple segment approach also that is simultaneously needed, so that you are able to capture to the wider market footprints. That will get you volume, because ultimately you need volume for sustenance. So, differentiated strategy or a concentrated strategy, that is the next one, that is after the undifferentiated, differentiated, then there is a concentrated strategy. Concentrated strategy has its own limitations, but within the concentrated strategy, if you can attract the wider footprint household, as I mean in the rural areas, then you are able to reach out to more people, and then from there you get your share of pie. So as I told you, maybe individual niche strategy is not viable in say rural market or a micro market, but category level niche or, you know, concentrated this thing is probably still a viable proposition for the rural market, where you still get certain category of people as a homogeneous group. You cannot allow, or you probably cannot get in with the too many options available to individuals, which will require a lot of investment in terms of your resource that has to be at a rural level. So the concentrated strategy really requires you to develop that small group of individuals whom only you will service, which is looks little unviable proposition for the rural market. Oh, then we come to the subject of positioning. Again, a very important subject matter for the marketeers. I have decided my segment. So I have decided the profile, the traits of my segment. I have decided now which segment I will target to. And having done that, then comes the subject matter of positioning that you need to be aware about. Positioning is nothing but occupying a specific slot in the mind of the consumer. When I tell you which toothpaste, what brand comes to your mind? Soft drink, say thumbs up. So similarly, clothing, so the Raymond. So similarly, this is in me. So one need to be careful, carefully occupy that position in the mind of the consumers. When it comes to shaving, say the Gillette, or when it comes to the gel, X, when it comes to the Dio, maybe X. So why this name come first? Why I go and use those products again and again? It is because they have achieved the required positioning. They have gathered, or they have entered my mind and remain in my mind with that specific positioning. Tata, trust, I will come with that whenever that name is, uttered. So, this has its own importance. Companies have to plan positioning that gives their product the necessary advantage. The other aspect of positioning is a differentiation. So, first you enter the mind, create a preference for your product. Simultaneously, you create a differentiation. So, differentiation is like what I believe about this product, which is not there in the other competing products. So, that's how I create a differentiation. I need this and I am getting this through this brand, which is not there in the other brand. Okay. So, therefore, I will not go and ask for that brand ever, or maybe to a longer future. So, as a result, not only taking or establishing your brand, but differentiating your brand with the rest is another important aspect of positioning. So what are the unique features? How the consumers go, how the marketers go about? One is a USP approach. Second is a need or what you offer to your consumer, the advantage. Amazon offers say convenience, or RuPay or the Paytm offers convenience. So how you create that differentiation or the acceptance of your brand, that is what is critical. So what the way you make a payment using Paytm may not be possible with any other, you know, apps. So therefore the preference is there. So whenever it comes to the wallet, mobile wallet, the brand name Paytm comes into, but they have occupied this thing because of not a utility of making payment, but because the convenience, the ease of using that app. So till now no other app has come close to it, so I continue to use that. So that's what is the positioning that they have created. Once you are able to do that, you exactly know what you need to communicate. So your all subsequent communication will be aligned to that, and as a result it will penetrate better, it will find an acceptance, and it will help the consumers to remain with you for a longer duration. Identifying the positioning concept. So how do you identify the positioning for the rural marketeers? Marketers have to understand the consumer's motive. So what helps is, the first is you need to know the motive. We have earlier understood this. So what is the motive? What is the trigger based on which your product is going to get used? So one need to really know that. Based on that, you can create the positioning theme that will appeal to, or that will create that trigger. A marketer can adopt several approaches in positioning this product to develop or enhance its value among the customers, and the offer can be differentiated on the basis of this this positioning that you have created. If you have created a position of being an economical product, then every time your offer needs to convey economy. If you have created a positioning of a luxury brand, you will have to convey luxury. If you have positioning of say being utilitarian, every time your communication should create a utility for the consumer in his mind about your product. So then only their connect with you remains, otherwise there will be a disconnect that will happen. So positioning is more driven by the more consumer's motive. How that motive, you want to trigger and make it his need, and so that he consumes it. Now that that what you have triggered as a motive for this thing should be understood well by you. So all your subsequent communication and strategy or tactics etc. should align with that. I have explained you this with my classification, whether your brand is utilitarian brand, convenience brand, luxury brand etc. And accordingly you will have to keep driving every time. Selecting the positioning concept. So how do you select a concept? A market is to select a positioning concept that serves as a bridge between the product and the mind of the consumer. That is the target. Some critical factors should be considered, such as attractive. Does it provide value to the customer? Is it aligned to what you stand for? Is there a value for consumers? Distinct. It has to have a distinction. Because as I told you, positioning role is not only create a preference for you, but differentiate you from the rest. So that differentiation is coming out based on the distinction that you create in your positioning. So Jet Airways is still has a distinct appeal in my mind vis-a-vis the low cost airline. So forget the current this thing that is embargo that is happening, turmoil at Jet Airways end. But till that time, it has its own distinction in my mind. So every company, product or the brand has a distinction. So that distinction needs to be maintained by the brand so that consumers continue to remain with you. Preemptive. Is it difficult for a competitor to copy it? So yes, your created positioning is subject to being copied by the competition. They will try to attack those areas. What you have created, can it be also defended by you? That one need to consider. Affordable. Can buyers pay for it? So whatever that positioning that you are going to create, for which there is going to be a cost, that cost, do you think the buyer is going to pay for it? That needs to be really figured out. So we pay 20 rupees for a simple chai in South Indian simple joints versus Starbucks coffee is X amount, and you go to 5-star, you pay for the same thing a much higher rate. Why? So that's a question of affordability, this thing. And whom are you attracting? For what you are attracting? And collective packages, they are willing to pay that, for the ambience, for the service, support, etc. which is not that you can expect in any South Indian joints. Yaane. Half the coffee and the guy is sending on your head to demand ke bhai bill de do. They need a better turnover rate for each of their seats. Yaane. Which is not the case with say Starbucks, where they allow you to sit as much as you want to, you including five-star hotels, where it's a complete package that they offer you, for which you are willing to pay. Communicable, yaane. Can you communicate your differentiation very clearly so that it reaches the mind, it gets accepted in the mind of the consumer, then you continue to have that differentiation for a longer time. So friends, we have studied points that will help you to create your positioning concept. So it's an attractiveness, is the distinction creation or not, can it be preemptive, and can you protect that interest, is it affordable, and what is it communicable by you. So that is the aspect that you need to really consider in selecting your positioning. Developing the concept. So having done that, you need to develop a concept, which is once the positioning strategy is developed, the marketer needs to develop the concept in an effective manner so that it can be properly addressed. So around that positioning, now the luxury can be conveyed in many ways. Convenience can be conveyed in many ways. So what is the concept that you are going to figure out that is going to work for your rural consumers? And that is what is critical part of taking the positioning strategy to your consumers. It's not a development part, but taking your positioning to your consumers comes into this stage. And you need to develop a strong concept to make it reach to your consumers. And then you have to communicate. So communication, again, the statement, the overall look and feel, etc., all should convey that what you are trying to convey to the consumers about your positioning. There can be multiple ideas, then you probably can test the ideas and then select one of the idea or one of the concept for your communication. Okay. And that's how you create a distinct image in the minds of your rural consumers. So friends, I think we have completed this very important chapter on the segmentation and targeting in rural market. Thank you very much.